Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor, and thank you for your clarification. Now, actually, I wanted to clarify my question raised before concerning the scope. Our question is not to discuss the scope of the legally binding instruments. My question is that whether the working group has the mandate to extend the scope of the legally binding instrument as established by the Human Rights Council Resolution 26/9 or no? This is my question. I think it's clear. I'm not intending to discuss the scope of the legally binding instrument before adopting the program of work. And for the second thing, I have another question with regard to the point of views of the African group. There was no consensus within group concerning the outcomes of Accra, and this is clear. And now I want to know how the African group could integrate his views as a group, not as individual states, within the draft. And to give and how we are going to give the African group an opportunity like the opportunity that has been given to all the regions except the African group, how this concern could be fulfilled in the new draft. Thank you.